News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
In the meantime, we will be talking to Jack Woolley, two-time Olympic taekwondo athlete, and he's now in partnership with VHI and the Irish Youth Foundation, and he's calling on youth organisations to apply for funding to support youth mental health and build resilience. Talk to us a bit, Jack. Your interest in mental health generally. I know it is something that has been an issue for you, and it's something that you are careful of when it comes to your own mental health. Why is it significant for you?
Yeah, I think it's really important. Like when VHI reached out for me to get involved again, I was their ambassador last year. And when they reached out again, in the last 12 months, I've found myself kind of suffering with my own mental health, anxiety, and having bad panic attacks, which has kind of led to me having to focus on that and take a little bit of a step away from the sport just to try and figure things out. So I do realise how important it is. So when they approached me about being the ambassador again, I thought it was a great fit. And just to even think back to when I was a young person, and like, it would have been so amazing to have something like that. So if I'm able to give back in any way I can, I just think I should.
When you talk about your own experience with panic attacks, obviously they manifest differently for different people. What is one like for you?
Oh, they are awful. They're really hard to explain. I don't know if any listeners have dealt with them themselves, but just, I tend to get them in the morning when I wake up. I can't breathe. I actually be twitching. It's very hard to catch my breath, very exhausting. And to be honest, the panic attacks themselves are quite difficult, but you would just think that when they're finished, but they have such a knock-on effect. Like, they would stop me from having any appetite. I would struggle to have any energy. It has not just a mental impact on me, it's such a physical impact. So trying to balance that with being a full-time Olympic athlete was just impossible.
And you literally can't breathe. You can't get air into the lungs. And how long does this go on for?
It could range anywhere from like 5 to 15 minutes sometimes. It's like trying to catch your breath. It's like, it feels like you're drowning almost. So it's been really, really difficult for me to manage it all. Luckily, I have great support system around me. I've been working a lot with psychologists, and I started doing EMDR treatment, which was amazing. That's been funded by Sport Ireland, so they've been really, really helpful.
And what is
in
that? What's
in
the
It's like a eye movement, so they kind of guide you through your past traumas and stuff like that, and you use eye movement to kind of reset the brain and stuff. It's really, I thought it was a bit bizarre. You hear about stuff like this and you're always like, that sounds a bit nuts now, but no, it's been really, really beneficial. I've done 12 sessions.
Can you feel them coming on? Like you say, it hits you early in the morning. Do you get a sense, almost like a migraine aura? Do you know this is on the way now?
Because mine would be typically in the morning, I just kind of wake up and
straight into it.
That's the worst part for me. But I do feel sometimes like I'm able to speak about it now. If I was here 6 months ago, I would have been and awfully emotional and getting very upset with it all. Just the fact that I'm here now today, this is the longest stint I've had in probably about 2 years without having a panic attack, and that's just over 2 weeks. So it would have been Sunday 2 weeks ago is the last time. So it's been a great to work with like psychologists and everything and try and find coping mechanisms and ways to kind of get around it and stuff. But like I said, it's hard to manage, and you do feel it coming on sometimes. Like you think you've had 3 or 4 days, you think, oh my God, it's amazing. And then, I don't know, it's like a shift in energy and you can feel it. And it's trying to learn ways of stopping it and preventing it as best as possible.
It must be crippling from a sporting perspective, because if you're having that at a rate where 2 weeks is a big victory, how can you then go on to train at elite level?
Exactly. And that's the hardest part, because like I said, it's not just a mental thing, it is physical. Like some days I could not eat because of it, because you just can't stomach the food. Like at the worst point, I was not able to hold any food down. It just got to the stage where I just felt like I was becoming a shell of myself, and I needed to take a step back. I felt like I was only doing the sport for other people and to win medals for others, just because I was that panicked and that stressed about everything. So to take that step back was probably the most selfish thing I've ever done, but honestly I think the best thing I've ever done.
And have you managed to get a sense of what's the catalyst, what causes it? I mean, you talked about having worked with psychologists. Yeah. Have you got to a root of it?
There's a lot of factors. Working with the EMDR coach, he kind of talks me through it, and he goes back to all the way at the start, like we're talking about childhood stuff, you know, like with my sport being a weight making sport, there's a lot of anxiety and stress around food, weight making, expectations,
pressure of competition. Pressure the fact that you are the only athlete in the sport representing Ireland, that carries pressure.
To be the only Olympian, it's crazy. And then obviously we have the attack that happened in the city centre there back in 2021. There's a lot of factors in it. So I can't necessarily pinpoint exactly what it is, but it's trying to make myself realise that I'm safe and that I'm able to live my life. And that's all in the past. That's been a big learning curve for me, because I'm constantly thinking of the past, the present and the future. So trying to just stay present and get back to my old self is the priority at the moment.
Does it mean there's not a lot of joy in life at the minute?
I wouldn't say that. I would say trying to find new joy is what I'm trying to do. I've been doing the sport since I'm 6 years old, and for me that is what I thought life was. It was all I did. I was training twice a day, every day.
Since you were six?
Since I'm a kid. Like, it became my job when I was 16. Like, and I was in TY in school, like trying to balance school and train twice a day and manage my weight. It was a lot on me, but trying to find new joy now in relationships, and like I'm engaged now and trying to look at the future and have a better relationship with my parents, you know, because you're traveling so much with the sport, you don't really get to see them too much, you know, and don't have many friends because of the sport, you know. All my friends would be from different countries because we see each other at all these competitions. So trying to just have a little bit of a normal life over the last 6 months has been difficult, but kind of refreshing. You know, I feel like a normal person. I'm not just Jack Woolley, the athlete, you know.
It's amazing the sacrifices you make to be an elite athlete.
Yeah, people think it's all this amazing life. You know, you travel the world and you get to go to these competitions and win medals. But, you know, there's a harsh reality behind it all.
And I assume in part then that's the logic of the link up with the Irish Youth Foundation, because some of what they're doing in terms of supports for young kids helps guide them through the kind of issues that you're talking about.
Yeah, definitely. And just being able to say I'm hopefully some sort of a role model, not just within sport as well. I think there does come a bit of a pressure and expectation by being the only Olympian in my sport in Ireland. So I've always kind of had that as an athlete, but I'm trying to now show that you're more than just an athlete, and I'm able to help other people and be a voice for people, because mental health now is such a difficult topic. You know, I think everybody, if not themselves, knows somebody who's suffered with it, and I think it's extremely important to be a bit more vocal and use my platform that not many people have. So why not use it?
Well, I assume as well there will be people who would look at athletes like you and think they must be impervious to feeling. Do you know that they're elite, that everything is working great for them? They look at Dancing with the Stars and say, sure, isn't his life perfect with the bow on it? And the fact that despite being at that level of elite, you have the same challenges that non-elite athletes have. It's no harm for kids in their early stages to see that.
Yeah, well, like, we're not robots. We might go in and we might have our laser focus, you know, in the sport to go out and perform at 100% and be the athletes that we've trained to be, but we're still humans at the end of the day.
Jack, lovely to talk to you. Jack Woolley there. And if you want to find more about the grant applications that are available, it's iyf.ie/grants. And if you've been affected by anything that Jack has been talking about, there's Pieta's 24-hour crisis helpline on 1-800-247-247, or you can text help to 51444, or the Samaritans at 116123. That's it for us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.